Huh?
Let me get my Bible.
Good morning, brothers and sisters. Younger May Diane. These Sundays are really so precious.
今天这个主日是特别珍贵的日子。
I'm so excited whenever we have a baptism Sunday.
今天我们要为两位姐妹施浸，我们非常的兴奋。
And I hope you are too.
啊
，OK。Yeah. No, I think that's all. There are two people who come into a church.
有两个人到教会来。
They hear the same message over a period of time.
他们都已经经过一段时间在教会里头听到同样的信息。
One of them responds to Jesus with an overwhelming love.
有一个人，他们其中有一个人做出的反应，就是对主耶稣基督的爱，他充满了强烈的感动。
And the other one does not.
但是另外一位呢，相反的，他对主耶稣基督的爱没有任何的反应。
If any of you have ever been around church long enough, you've seen the story before, haven't you?
如果你们当中只要到教会来一段时间，你们就会看到有这样的事情。
In fact, a few years ago, I was leading a small group.
事实上，在几年以前，我有一次带小组。
And one of the people in the small group asked. A question right along that line.
有其中在那个小组里头有一个人所问到的问题跟我刚才所描述的情景是类似的。
This person asked, why is it that some people seem to respond to Jesus with an overwhelming love and others do not?
他就问为什么好像有些人对主耶稣基督的爱有强烈的反应，但是有些人似乎就无动于衷呢。
You see, this person who is in the small group actually has been around the message of Jesus, been at the church for some time.
问我问题的这个人，他在教会里头已经有相当一段时日了。
But this person had not responded to Jesus with an overwhelming love.
但是这一个人他却对主耶稣基督的爱似乎不为所动。
In fact, this person wondered why. Why is it that I see people in this church whose lives are being transformed? Why, when they think of Jesus, they're responding to Jesus with such a love?
所以这个人他自己就觉得很奇怪，为什么他看见的有些人对主耶稣基督的爱有如此大的感动，而且他们的生命整个被改变了，而他自己呢却没有丝毫的感动。
And maybe you might be sitting here this morning with the same question.
也许在座的有些人也同样会有这样的疑问。
Maybe you're wondering, well, I've been around the message of Jesus the same time as some other people, but why?Am I not responding that way?
也许你自己觉得很奇怪，我就像别人一样，我也听过了很多的信息，为什么我就不像别人一样，会对主的爱有回应呢？
I think if we turn our Bible to Luke chapter 7, Jesus has something to share with us about this.
我们如果看路加福音，我们就会发现主耶稣基督对这样的疑问他做出了回答。
In fact, what I'd like you to do is join me in a dinner with Jesus.
所以，我现在就邀请你们跟我一样来参加主耶稣基督的这样跟主耶稣基督一起吃饭。
Jesus in a dinner right now.
所以让我们大家都跟主耶稣一起来吃饭。
Because at this dinner, I think Jesus will have something to share about that question.
因为在这顿饭中主耶稣基督有一些话要跟我们说。
Because in Luke chapter 7, there was a man by the name of Simon. He was one of the religious leaders of the time. He invited Jesus over for dinner.
在路加福音第七章有这么一个人叫西门，他是当时的宗教的领袖，他邀请主耶稣到他家中吃饭。
So we'll join.
所以让我们一起来想象我们现在跟耶稣在一起在西门家吃饭。
But before we get to dinner,
当我们在跟主耶稣基督在西门家吃饭以前，
And before you start reading your Bible, I was trying to find the passage.
在我们读那段有关的经文以前，
I want to explain to you two things that have been starting to happen as soon as Jesus started his ministry in the middle of chapter 4.
我要先告诉你们，在路加福音第四章所记载的主耶稣基督开始他的宣道的事工。
You see, as soon as Jesus started his ministry,
我们就会看见主耶稣基督一开始他宣道的事工的时候，
He was growing and growing and growing in popularity.
耶稣基督越来越受群众的欢迎。
He started by teaching the words of God.
他一开始就教导神的话。
And people were amazed when he spoke.
那么群众也非常惊奇主耶稣基督所说的。
Because when he was sharing the word of God,
因为他与他们分享神的话，
he was teaching it in a way that they never heard before.
他他教导的方式跟这些人从前所听过的看过的完全不一样。
Teaching, he was also performing these miracles.
耶稣除了教导神的话之外，他也施行神迹奇事。
He was healing people.
他医治病人。
And more than that,
除了这些这个以外，
specifically Jesus was going all the way to the fringe of their society. He was going to the outcast of their society.
除了这个以外更让人惊奇的是主耶稣基督跟当时社会的一些贱民来往。
He was touching the poor.
他与那些穷人接触。
He was touching the widows.
他与寡妇们接触。
He was touching those with diseases like leprosy that you're not supposed to touch.
他与那些得到像麻风病这样的大家都避之唯恐不及的人接触。
He was touching those with impure spirits that were possessing them.
他与那些被污鬼附着的人接触。
And the crowds were just growing around him everywhere he went.
不论主耶稣基督到什么地方，他的周围总是挤满了群众。
But while Jesus' popularity was growing, something else was growing.
但是当主耶稣基督日益受到欢迎的时候，另外一件事情也随之产生了。
The suspicion and the animosity of the religious leaders started to grow with his popularity.
那也就是同时呢，那些宗教领袖对耶稣的仇视，对耶稣的疑虑也与日俱增。
Because this man of God, is going to reach those who are unclean, those who are already under judgment of God.
因为这个人他们认为去跟那些他们认为不洁的人接触。
And the more Jesus was interacting with the unclean, with those under judgment, the more angry these religious leaders became.
耶稣越与这一类人来往这些宗教领袖就越仇视他。
To the point in chapter 6 verse 11, it says that these religious leaders were furious.
到以至于在第六章让我们看见这些宗教领袖们他们非常的愤怒。
But it wasn't because Jesus was just a popular guy stealing their crowd.
他们之所以如此的愤怒不只是因为主耶稣受到群众的欢迎。
It's because Jesus was purposefully, intentionally having compassion on the people that they considered by God to be unclean and those who were under judgment by God.
更重要的是主耶稣他有意的有目的的去接触那些他们认为是不洁的人是不能够来往的人来与他们来往。
Compassion on those who they knew God had already outcast from society.
耶稣对这些社会的上的贱民一些不被社会上所接受的人充满了同情跟怜悯。
So when this religious leader, Simon, invited Jesus over to his house for dinner, I don't think Simon was inviting Jesus because he enjoyed Jesus' company.
所以当西门他是宗教领袖之一邀请主耶稣到他家中去吃饭去坐席的时候我不认为西门他真的是很乐意跟主耶稣来往。
I don't think Simon was inviting Jesus over so he could treat him to a nice steak dinner.
我不认为西门之所以邀请主耶稣到他家去是这样子他可以好好的款待他。
I think Simon had a different idea.
我认为西门之所以邀请主耶稣到他家去坐席他是另有所图的。
I think Simon might have had an ulterior motive in inviting Jesus over for dinner.
也许我认为也许西门他的内心有一个动机就是他要试探耶稣。
These religious leaders like Simon, Simon probably had a pretty large house.
在当时这像西门这样的宗教领袖，他们可能拥有一栋大房子。
And in this large house, they would often have a large courtyard, which was open for dining.
那么他们在这样的大房子里头，通常都会有一个大院子。
And within this open courtyard, it was designed as an open invitation to anyone who wanted to join in on these types of meals.
在这个大院子里头，他们就是准备着随时可以邀请公开的邀请人到家中来吃饭，不管谁要来都欢迎。
And I wouldn't be surprised if Simon invited some other more distinguished guests.
所以如果在座的还有其他社会上的名人或有地位的人在座的话，我觉得是很有可能的。
Because I think Simon's intention for the dinner was to test Jesus.
因为我认为西门之邀请主耶稣到他家吃饭，他的动机是要试探耶稣。
He planned to grill Jesus.
我想西门他打算要质问耶稣。
I think he wanted to invite all these other distinguished guests, other religious leaders, so that they can see if Jesus does or says something that he's not supposed to as a man of God.
我想他也邀请了其他的宗教领袖来参加，是要让大家看耶稣会不会说一些或做一些他不该说他不该做的事情。
And it says in verse 36 that even though Jesus knew all these things, he went to dinner anyways.
第三十六节告诉我们，虽然耶稣知道西门的动机，但是他还是应邀去吃饭了。
He went to Simon's house.
他到了西门的家。
And he reclined at the dining table because that's the way that they would eat. They would lay down, they would kind of lean up, lay on their side and eat dinner together.
然后他就坐在那边。跟他们吃饭。
But before Simon or the other Pharisees, the other religious leaders had any chance to begin questioning him.
但是在西门跟其他的法利赛人、其他的宗教领袖们，有机会开始质问耶稣，在这之前
，a particular guest came in the courtyard.
有一位不速之客到了。
A guest that no one else would have expected.
他是一位不速之客，我想没有人会想到他会来。
Because what Luke chapter 7 tells us is the guest who came in was a woman of the city.
路加福音第七章第三十七节告诉我们，那个不速之客是一个女人，是一个罪人。
It was a woman of that city, a woman of sin.
那是那个城中的一个女人，是个犯罪了的女人。
Even though there would be an open invitation for anyone to come in,
虽然
the invitation would certainly not apply to her.
虽然西门会欢迎所有的人想要来的就来吃饭，但是西门绝对不会欢迎像这样的一个人来。当他们看到他来的时候，他们很可能就大吃一惊。
Like a few years ago,
几年以前
in California,
在加州
there was a law that was passed.
通过了一条法律
that required a sex offender, any sex offender, to register themselves online.
那条法律规定所有曾经犯过性侵罪的人，性侵罪的人，他必须上网登记。
And so that anyone could look online where you live and see if there's a sex offender that lives around you. Do you guys remember that law?
那么这条法律 这条法律的用意就是这样子，任何人都可以上网查一查他们附近是不是有这样的人。
And I remember while my wife and I were living in PasadenaI remember the day when she looked online.
我记得那个时候，我跟我太太住在 Pasadena， 我记得她就上网查了。
And she saw that one of our neighbors was a sex offender.
然后她就发现，我们的邻居之一就是一位曾经犯过性侵罪的人。
He was a sex offender against a minor.
那么他所犯的罪是性侵一位未成年的
So my wife was so worried.
所以我的太太就非常的紧张。
That she called our neighbors, Pastor James and Cindy. He wasn't Pastor James at the time, just JJ and Cindy.
所以他就马上给我们的邻居打电话，就是现在的James
And the reason why they were so worried, we were so worried, because they had two little girls, the same age as our two little girls.
我们那个时候这么的紧张，是因为我们两家都有两个小女孩。
And every time that sex offender was walking his dog in front of our house,
那每一次这个人他遛狗经过我家前面的时候，我的太太就会做出这样的反应。
嗯，一起做这样子哦。是在家。How's that good thing？ 多恶心。
多恶心。
This woman coming into this dinner would be as if our two families were having dinner together with our four little girls playing around us, and this sex offender came into the room to dine with us.
所以我们可以用这个来想象一下，这个女人她她到这个地方吃饭，就好像我刚提到那个犯过性侵罪的人到我们家来吃饭一样，然后呢有四个小女孩就在旁边玩。
As soon as they saw her, they would know who she is. She's a sinner.
在那座城中每当他们看见这个女人的时候，他们就马上就会认出她就是那个犯过罪的女人。他们也都会知道她到底做过什么事。
She may have been an adulteress.
也许她犯过奸淫罪。
Maybe adultery many times.
也许她犯过很多次。奸淫。
Perhaps she was a prostitute.
也许她也可能是个妓女。
Luke doesn't say.
路加福音并没有告诉我们。
But they would have known.
但是这座城里，他们所有的人都会知道她是谁。
That she was a woman of sin.
她是都会知道她是一个犯过罪的女人。
And as she was going into this dinner, she.Also knew what they were thinking about her.
那么这个女人她来到这个地方吃饭，她也知道别人会怎么想。
She knew what she had done.
因为她知道自己过去做过些什么。
She knew that her life was a mess.
她知道自己过去的生活是一团糟。
She knew that she grew up in a broken family.
她知道她过去是成长在一个破碎的家庭里。
She knew that she made all these wrong decisions over and over again in her life.
她知道她过去曾经做过无数次错误的决定。
And she knew that she lived a life of shame.
他知道他所过的生活是一个充满羞耻的生活。
Because every time she walked down the street,
因为每次他走在街上，
women would hide their children from her.
别的女人会赶快把他们的孩子拉开。
They would cover their eyes and not allow their children to even look at this woman.
他们甚至会不让他们的孩子看。这个女人
she knew she lived a life of shame because these men would visit her in private.
她知道她所过的生活是一个羞耻的生活，因为男人会去她家。
And they would whisper sweet nothings in her ear.
什么？
They would whisper sweet nothings in her ear.
他们会在她耳边说一些话。
You know, like, okay.But in public the next day, they would shame her.
但是呢，在另一天，他们会侮辱她。
She knew what they thought of her.
他们会羞辱她，然后这个女人知道这些男人是怎么样的。
She knew what everyone thought of her.
她知道城中所有的人都会都轻视她，嘲笑她。
But Jesus, he was different.
但是呢，耶稣他不一样。
He loved her for who she was.
他爱她 不管她是什么样子，她爱她。
When everyone else looked at her, they saw her past.
每一个人看到这个女人的时候，他们所看到的是她的过去。
But when Jesus saw her, he saw who she could be.
但是当耶稣看她的时候，耶稣所看到的是她将来会怎么样。
That's why when she went into the room, her heart, she was so full of emotion.
这就是为什么当这个女人到西门家的时候，她心中是这么的激动。
She was so bursting out with emotion that tears immediately started to flow down her face.
她是如此的激动，以至于她忍不住就流泪了，就哭了。
The tears started rolling down her face that it started to make Jesus' feet wet.
而且他流了那么多眼泪，以至于他的眼泪都湿了耶稣的脚。然后他就跪下来，他就用他自己的头发要擦干那些眼泪。
Because she knew.
因为他知道。
That with Jesus she had found forgiveness.
从耶稣那儿，他找到了宽恕、原谅。
Every wrong thing that she had done in her life, every mistake that she had made in her life, she knew that Jesus forgave her.
她过去曾经犯过的每一个错误，每一样罪，她知道耶稣都饶恕她了。
That's why she spent a year of her earnings to purchase this little bottle of perfume of oil.
这就是为什么他花了他一年所挣的钱来买一小瓶的香膏。
And as she was wiping his feet with her hair, she opened up this bottle and she anointed him. She anointed his feet.
他用他的头发擦干了耶稣的脚，然后他把香膏抹上。
Because all she wanted to do was to bless him.
因为他只要祝福他，他不想
说，
他要感谢他。
She wanted to say thank you.
他要对他说谢谢你。
But she didn't know how to say it.
但是他这个感谢是不能用言语表达出来的。
So all she could do without saying a word was she started kissing his feet.
所以他只能做的就是用行动。来用闻耶稣的脚这个行动来表示他的感谢，他只能亲耶稣的脚，因为他觉得他自己不配亲耶稣的别的地方。他想要说什么，但是他说不出来，因为他不知道该说什么。他想要谢谢耶稣，但是他说不出来，所以他只能用这样一个方式来表达他的感谢。
But it's okay because Jesus knew what she was thinking.
但是这没有关系，因为耶稣知道他的心。
Jesus knew what she was thinking. Yeah, she.
耶稣知道他脑子里头在想些什么。
Yeah, he knew her heart. Yeah,
he
knew her heart.
他的心。
But he also knew what Simon was thinking.
但是耶稣也但是耶稣也知道西门在旁边是怎么想的。因为西门在旁边。
And he caught Jesus.
然后他就抓住了耶稣的错处。
Simon was looking for.
这就是西门一直要寻找的时刻。
If this was a man of God,He thought in his mind, if this was a man of God, if this was a prophet of God.
所以西门，我们在这儿看到西门看见这个事情，心里说，如果这个人是先知，
if this was a man of God,
如果这个人是属神的人，
he would know whose filthy hands are touching his feet.
他就会知道，这个女人，有多么
多脏的脚。He would know this man, how can he be a man of God? And he knows that silly woman is touching his feet. How unclean she is.
西门会想，如果他是先知神属神的人，他一定会知道，哦，碰他的女人有多脏。
But Jesus knew his thoughts.
那耶稣当然明白西门在想些什么。
Simon, I need to tell you something.
所以耶稣就对对说，西门，我有句话要对你说。
I'm going to tell you a story, Simon.
我跟你讲一个故事。
He said in verse 41, he said, a certain money lender had lent out money to two men, to two debtors.
四十一节，一个债主有两个人欠他的债。
And one owed 500 denarii, which is about 2 years' salary.
一个欠五十两银子，这大概相当于当时两年的工资。
And the other 50 denarii, which is about 2 months' salary.
另外一个欠五两银子，就大概是当时两天的工资。
And when they both could not pay, Simon, he canceled the debt of both of them.
因为他们两个人都无力偿还，所以债主就免了他们的债。
And he said, Simon, which one of these two people would love the money lender more?
耶稣问西门说，你认为这两个人哪一个更爱他呢？
And Simon said what? Well, the one who owed 2 years' salary, of course.
西门回答说，我想是那个欠了两年工资的那个人会爱这个债主多一些。
And Jesus said, "You're right, Simon."
So, 耶稣说，你说的不错。
And Jesus then looked at the woman who was at his feet.
然后耶稣转过身来向着那女人。
He said, "Simon, since I came in here, you didn't give me a basic kiss of greeting."
西门，耶稣对西门说，我来到你的家，你没有给我水洗脚。
No, a kiss of greeting.
你没有用亲嘴来向我问安。
You didn't even offer me any water to wash my feet.
你甚至于没有给我水洗脚。
But this woman, as soon as she has come in, she has not stopped washing my feet with her tears and kissing my feet.
但是这个女人呢，相反的，她一来到你的家，她就一直亲我的脚，她用，而且她用他用头发来洗我的脚。
And he said, I affirm you, your sins, yes, they've been forgiven.
那么耶稣对这个女人说，你的罪赦免了。
Go.
去吧。
Your faith in me has saved you.
你的信心，救了你。
Why is it that some people hear the same message of Jesus, but some people respond with an overwhelming love and some just don't.
所以为什么同样的听过同样的信息，但是有些人的反应就是强烈的感动，就是但是另外一些人却无动于衷呢？
I think Jesus gave us the answer.
我想耶稣在这儿给了我们一个回答。
It's the person who is able to see the depths of their sin.That's able to see the height of God's love.
一个人看到自己的罪有多么的深重，那么他同时他才能够看到神的爱是何等的广阔高深。
How great the forgiveness of Jesus that Jesus had on them that would be compelled to thank Him and praise Him.
只有当一个人看到耶稣赦免他的罪是和他的他是他才能够同样的爱耶稣。
You see this woman?
这个女人。
She knew she was the worst.
她是罪人中最坏的一个。
But because she knew she was the worst.
但是正因为她知道。他是罪人中的罪魁。
Jesus says, "I have granted you forgiveness."
耶稣对他说，我赦免你的罪。
I will give you a new life.
我要给你一个新生命。
I will give you a new start.
我要给你一个新的开始。
But Simon thought he was the best.
那西门呢？他认为他是个 他是最好的，他是好人中的好人。
Simon thought he was the best, and he couldn't see Jesus for who he was.
西门因为觉得自己很好，所以他没有法子认识真正的认识耶稣。
I think sometimes it's when you think that you are holy that you are the farthest away from Jesus.
我想很多时候在你认为自己圣洁的时候，也是你离神最远的时候。所以请各位不要犯西门犯的错误。
Maybe you've been like Simon recently.
也许最近你就像西门一样。
You're thinking how good you live your life.
你对自己的生活自己过生活的方式相当满意。
But you're unable to see yourself clearly.
但是你并没有很清楚的认识你。
Maybe you are very capable of judging all the people around you and seeing the issues and problems in their life.
也许你对周遭的人你你批评他们，论断他们。
You have not spent enough time evaluating your own life.
你花太多时间在看别人的短处，你没有花时间来省察你自己。
Don't make the mistake that Simon made.
所以，请各位不要犯西门所犯的那样的错误。
Simon thought that she was the only sinner in town.
西门以为这个女人是城中的唯一的罪人。
He didn't realize that he too was a sinner in town.
西门没有认识到他也是个罪人。
Maybe it's time for each of us to think more, evaluate our own lives.
也许现在是我们应该反省自己的时候了。
And allow the Holy Spirit to show us who we really are.
让我们接受圣灵的引领光照，让我们借着圣灵看清我们是怎么样的人。
These two sisters who are being baptized today,
今天要受洗的两位姐妹，
they both know that they were people of sin.
他们都知道他们是罪人。
And they knew that their only hope was found in Jesus Christ.
他们知道他们唯一的盼望就是耶稣基督。
So now I'd like to give our time to our baptism candidates.
所以我现在下面这两位姐妹要给我们做见证。
And we'll hear their story.
我们要听一听神在他们身上成就了什么。